Hi, I'm Tony Pareko.
Hey, I'm Paul Woodruff.
And welcome back to CODPASS, the podcast where each and every week we do a deep dive into the rich history of commercial fishing. That's our angle. Paul,
yeah.
Paul.
All right.
What is your favorite fish that is fished commercially?
I like salmon.
Salmon? Salmon's kind of good. It's kind of good, but no, tuna's the best. Tuna is the best. Like when you get that like ruby red, enormous, like steak of a tuna, like it looks and it feels and it tastes like beef, and it's really good. So yeah, I bet you didn't think you were walking into a podcast about fishing, did you?
Did not think that.
Yeah, that's not what this is. This is Hometown Sounds.
We show you how DZ rocks, and this is Sneaks Bees.
You got any of those like real cool hippie snacks you tend to have?
I love it. Tony comes over to my house and he's like, "What do you have to eat? You got some weird stuff?" Because it's true, I do have weird stuff. I'm a big believer in desk snacks.
What does that mean?
So here's the thing: I have a drawer at work, and I keep a bunch of random snacks in there so that I don't go buy candy from the machine.
That's what Nature Box wants you to do.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's all about the podcast ads. So I get them at the grocery store. So this is what I have for you today. This is Chunks of Energy Organic Raw Lemon Pomegranate.
That I feel like I was spot on when I said weird hippie snacks.
Yes, that's why I was really excited about it.
Man. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
And they come in cubes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Popping one of these bad boys.
Yep. It's good.
Not off to a great start. It picks up in the middle. That's cool.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. You're very welcome. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks and we eat fun snacks.
Paul, keep talking so I can finish chewing.
All right, no problem. That was Sneaks Bees with a song called What's Eating Harold Smith. I gotta say, Sneaks Bees is a really funny band name. I don't quite know what it's about. It's hard, kind of hard to say, but it's great. Sneaks Bees was a band featuring Elise Franco on vocals, Alex Kozin on bass, Rich Seymour on guitar, and Austin Estes on drums. They were formerly a band called The Breakup Season, which I tried to find out some information about. And apparently, when I did a search on Facebook, I discovered that I saw The Breakup Season at the Velvet Lounge with Rom and C-Knuckle. But it was a couple years ago. So they played their first, last, and only show ever at Galaxy Hut last week.
That's ballsy.
And I went. Yeah, well, you know, they've been practicing together, and they wanted to put something on before Elise moved to Turkey, which just happened. So before they said Bon Voyage, they played one final show, and they sounded fantastic. You can grab three songs by them on their Bandcamp page now for whatever price you want, including that song, which was called What's Eating Harold Smith. And I, of course, were like, "What? Well, who's Harold Smith?" So Google is your friend. So we Googled it, and turns out that Harold Smith was a character from Twin Peaks. Harold Smith, according to the Twin Peaks wiki, was the agoraphobic man whom Laura Palmer gave her secret diary to for safekeeping. And if you ever watch Twin Peaks, if you go to the page, you could see a picture of him, and you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy. I remember that guy. So, and that kicked off for me a week of going to a lot of shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been tracking you on the social vegetables.
So, yeah, so I went to a lot of shows last week.
Yeah, what's that about? Back to that.
It just happened, you know?
Every night.
So, yeah, so Monday night I went to Galaxy Hut and saw Airline Andouille and Sneaks Bees. That was fun. And then Tuesday night I got to go to my first SoFar Sound show.
How was it?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was good. I had an admittedly uninformed opinion about SoFar Sounds, that I had not been to it, but I had heard a lot of people talking about it, and I got the idea, and I kind of thought it was BS. And now that I've been, I understand it a little bit better, and now I don't think it's BS anymore.
I'm just not into the odds that I can do something or want to do something based on like an announcement day of. Just slim, slim odds that I'm going to make it out of something like that.
I also think it's not for us. You and me specifically, because we are music fans, because we go to shows and you even play shows, like we are not the target audience for this thing. I feel like the target audience for this thing are the people that don't ever go to shows because they don't know who all these bands are, and they want to go, but they don't want to like research and figure out who they should go see and who's going to be terrible. And, you know, so
that's cool.
They just like, yeah, let's go to see a show. And what I really appreciated was that they sat everybody on the floor. They set up like, you know, mats and rugs and whatnot on the floor. And the idea was to sit on the floor, which is different than standing, because when you stand around and talk and you don't pay attention to the band. And it's different than sitting in chairs, because that's like more formal. You know, like sitting on the ground is more like a picnic. And I did see people, you know, bring their own bottles of wine and snacks and whatnot. Even though it was inside at an abandoned hamburger hamlet, which is where we saw
the
show.
That's hilarious. Yes. Wait, where was this? Was
Crystal
this
City.
Crystal City? Okay. Yeah. The only other hamburger hamlet I can think of is in Rio. The Gaithersburg area.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Deserted hamburger hamlet.
Yeah.
There are no hamburgers occupying this hamlet.
It's true. They have abandoned it. So I saw Chris Matthews and All the Best Kids.
Yo, that must have been a crazy party.
You know, it was definitely fun. And also the third band was Star FK Radium, which was kind of the polar opposite of All the Best Kids in a way.
Yeah.
You know, different vibe completely.
Different vibe.
I can tell that the All the Best Kids people were told to sort of like ratchet it back a little bit. And because there's 10 people in that band and there's brass and a lot of drums and funk and whatnot. And so I think they played their more mellow songs.
Sure.
And I talked
Did they do confetti?
They did not do confetti. I know. I mean, the thing about going to a SoFar Sound show is that the bands only play about four or five songs. So the sets are much, much shorter. And so, yeah, I was kind of surprised they didn't play confetti, but also I understood that it like they could not play confetti in that sort of space and have it be appropriate for that space.
Sure. I get it.
Yeah. So, it, you know, further encouragement to go see them again.
Sure. Sure.
So that was fun. So I do think if I was in another town, if I was on like a business trip or something and I didn't have anything to do that night and I wanted to go out and I didn't know who the heck was playing in this place and there were SoFar shows, I would totally go to a SoFar show then.
Sure.
I think that would work great. So, and I do appreciate that they are getting people to go out and sit down and pay attention to the bands and meet the other concert goers, which was fun. So I do really appreciate.
What do you mean? Like you talk to people?
They encourage. They said like everybody turn to your neighbors and everybody meet somebody cool, which was neat.
Cool.
So yeah, it was definitely a fun time. I'm really appreciative that they're doing that sort of thing for the people that don't go to shows every single night of the week like me.
Right on. So yeah. Far sounds all right.
There you go.
There's still more shows to capture
still
here.
Still more shows. Wednesday night, I went to the Black Cat. I saw Super Silver Haze.
Yeah.
And Light Beams and Yo, the effects.
That must have been crazy high energy, right?
Light Beams is really funny. Light Beams is Justin Moyer, and he comes out, and it's like he's had a very large thing of coffee with probably a lot of sugar in it. He's so much energy. And he did the whole show wearing a backpack. It was so intense. Every song would end very abruptly, and then he would immediately say thanks. And that was when you know the song was over, when he would say thanks. And then when the show was over, literally within 20 seconds, he was packed up and off the stage. There was no need for that speedy exit, but that's how he rolls. He's just so intense that he's got to get off stage immediately. And so those three bands were done in less than 2 hours at the
Black Cat. Oh, I bet. Yeah, more shows than she
More
went
shows.
To.
Thursday night, I went back to the Black Cat to see Panama, The North Country, and Sarah Curtin.
Neat.
And that was good. Sarah Curtin did her album release, and I love all the people in that band, and she did a fantastic job. And side note, our next Kennedy Center Millennium Stage show is going to be Tuesday, November 21st with Sarah Curtin and her band.
It her. She is that.
That's right. And that's going to be 2 days before Thanksgiving. So if you are going out of town, you're probably going out of town after that, like Wednesday. So you could totally come to our show. And if you are having people come into town, hopefully they're coming before that and you could bring them to the Millennium Stage. Pro tip.
You are really thinking about other people's stuff right now.
Deep into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday night,
it's still not over.
Still not even done. Friday night, I went to the Anthem, the new place, and I saw Phosphorescent and The Head and the Heart. And the Anthem is beautiful.
It is?
The Anthem is really nice. It's like, there's like many levels. There's a lot of places to be if you have general admission. There's seats that you can spend extra money on if you want to sit for the show, if you feel like that's going to be your vibe for the evening. There's bars everywhere. There's Wi-Fi. I know that people are not happy with the security lines, and I feel like that's going to improve. I feel like that's a process thing. So you just got to get there like early enough. Also, the Wharf is kind of weird. Like, there's all these really nice high-end restaurants that are packed. And it's a little difficult to get a bite to eat before going into a show when the doors are at like 6:30 p.m. So I feel like that needs to be addressed. I don't know. But it is a really nice place to go. It's like 6,000 people capacity.
That's crazy to hear.
It's really big. I did spend a good portion of the show at the highest point. I went all the way up to the top to see what it was like up there. And it was still really good. The sound was great. Could still see pretty well from even the tippy top.
6,000 people. I'm not comprehending how large this place is.
It's really big.
Well, like, that's like more than like Echo Stage, right?
Yes. It's like the Echo Stage with like two balconies above it. It's big.
Dang.
Yeah. It's very, very wide. It feels very expansive.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope I end up there kind of soon. It sounds like it's kind of momentous.
Yeah. I kind of recommend it. But we should get back to some music. And what we're going to play now, it's ROM.
We'll be right back.
That song was called The Pizza.
They're out of the pizza. Everyone likes pizza. And oh, man, I think just a perfect track just in time for Halloween. I mean, it came out in August. It was still in time for Halloween. It was early. Rom, of course, is Mark McInerney, Chris Hernandez, Sean McCauley, and Mark Pry. And in the interest of full disclosure, I will share that Mark McInerney is my boss. In this gig economy, I kind of do a handful of stuff, you know, to make bread. Mm-hmm. One of those, and I do some dog walking. And I do that dog walking for Mark McInerney. He is my boss for the Brookland Dog Walking Company. We are excellent. That is some muzz marketing for you.
The next chance that you have to see Rom live is going to be on Sunday, December 3rd at Rhizome, which is a hurricane relief concert. That show is going to feature Ezra May and the Gypsy Moon, Get a Tan, Caustic Casanova, Heterodyne, and more.
Actually, so the first time I heard that song was while Mark and I were sitting waiting for the police to roll up to give me my car back.
Oh my God.
When my car was stolen. So, I mean, like, there are lots of reasons why, you know, we're playing this song. One of them is that the song is great. Two of them, I'll do a lot of things for the guy who found my stolen car, not once, but twice.
Oh my God.
So we were just killing time waiting for the cops to show up for them to, you know, like, take care of all that for me.
Yep.
And he was like, hey, you want to hear this new jam?
Oh.
All right, I think we covered the pizza. What's next, Paul?
Next up on the podcast, we have Matt Tarka.
Yeah, this guy.
Is blowing mighty fair. Sneaking out your bedroom window, seems the coast is crystal clear. Prop your feet up and relax. Know you gave your
chose the road that led to
chose the road. I could have easily missed with vision hazy. 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 With vision hazy.
I really cannot think of a phrase that is better suited to a song lyric than Vision Hazy.
Yep.
That of that awesome new track from Matt Tarka. I just, geez, man, like you're coming in swinging with these beefy and lush arrangements. Is it weird that I'm calling this beefy and lush? I don't know.
That is the title track from Tarka's new EP. It is four songs. It came out back in late September, and it is available for you to purchase on various platforms like iTunes and Amazon, or it is available for you to stream on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever you like to do.
I saw him a couple of weeks back at a place that is not beefy at all, and that is it's Supergirl.
Yeah.
And Mark McInerney and I, we had a little business meeting for Brookland Dog Walking Company stuff. And he said, hey, I'm going to see Matt Tarka at Supergirl. Like, you want to come? And it was like 4 p.m. And I was like, I don't know. I guess that's pretty Tacoma Park to have Matt Tarka play at Supergirl at 4 p.m. on a, you know.
Yeah.
So I get there. And no, Matt Tarka is not performing. He's working at Supergirl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's got like a brand ambassador kind of thing. He does samplings. Also, that'd be so nice because he's the nicest guy.
He's the nicest guy.
So then if you have the nicest guy giving you samples of soup, oh, man, they got a good one. They got a good one.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if I had Matt Tarka working for my company, I would pay him to write some songs about soup. Right?
Definitely. Also, I was thinking about the phrase slinging soup.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to think about, just thinking about throwing soup, just throwing soup everywhere.
That sounds really messy.
It does sound really messy. Oh, man. Paul, what's next?
Next up, we have Backbeat Underground featuring Aaron Abernathy.
Saw you on the shore, all dressed in green, you took me in. Never been this kind of way before. Before you shamed my name. My name around. Say you dig the way I sing for you.
my hands and we are fighting. Tell me now.
Has a singing voice quite like Aaron Abernathy's.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's soulful. That was a new song called She Don't Love Me Like I Do by Backbeat Underground featuring Aaron Abernathy. That is a new single that is coming out digitally on November 17th on Fort Knox Recordings, which is pretty awesome. You can pre-order that now on their Bandcamp. Backbeat Underground is primarily an instrumental band, so they reached out to Av to do vocals on this number, and I'm now going to tell you everybody that's in this band. It's going to be a little long. On organ, we got Paul Hanley, drums, Reggie, RJ James, bass, Gerald Pierce, alto, sax, percussion, and acoustic guitar is Satya Talam. Guitar is John Wedeles, and on this song, they also had guitar with Zachary Cutler, trumpet from Joe Herrera, vocals from Aaron Abernathy, baritone sax from Matt Ripito, tenor sax from Daniel Wallace, and trombone from Kristen Warfield. And if you are deep into DC music, you might recognize some of those names from other bands like Black Masala and Funk Arc. A lot of great stuff. I love the DC synergy going on there, bringing it all together. Now we have more DC music. This is a new song from Paper House.
That was Paper House with, I'm kind of guessing at the pronunciation here, Na Na Na?
Na 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 Na.
Well, how do you say it?
I think it's Na Na Na.
Man, we got to have this fight?
Yes.
No,
yes,
that's okay. No, we don't.
That is from their new album, which is called Are These the Questions That We Need to Ask? And it just came out on Nisra Records. It is their second full-length album, and they have been a band together for a really long time. Alex Sebleff has been doing the Paper House thing since about 2006.
So long.
I know. So currently the band features Alex Sebleff, Matt Dowling, and Rick Irby.
And it was recorded by Peter Larkin at the Lighthouse because of course it was. That's going to be my new thing that whenever there's a Peter Larkin track, it's them going to have the tag. Because of course it was.
You can pick that record up on Bandcamp digitally or on vinyl if you're a vinyl kind of person. And it's great. They recently moved to a new house and they're having shows again because Alex cannot stop having shows. That's what he does. DCDIT doing it together. He is always hosting shows. I have been to so many shows that he has booked in so many great places. He's definitely a big part of DC music. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So if you liked it, please subscribe. We're on all the podcast apps. If you do like Stitcher, we're on that. And also, like, in case you don't know this, like, you can totally listen to us on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can just say, like, hey, play Hometown Sounds podcast, and it will totally just do that. So if you feel squirrely about subscribing, or maybe you're over at a friend's house and they have an Echo and you are, like, throwing random commands at it, then try that. And then they'll be like, what is this? And then you make a new fan. If you want to follow us on social vegetables, then
social vegetables,
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's at Hometown Sounds. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. If you want to drop us a line and let us know about the cool new DC music that everybody needs to know about, the website is hometownsoundsdc.com. We have music videos there. You should watch some music videos. They're good for you. But really, the important thing is to support all of the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
And we have one last track for you.
Yes, we do. And it is from a 9-piece all-ladies jazz orchestra called Shannon Gunn and the Bullets. Shannon Gunn is their ringleader. She plays trombone. She's gotten all kinds of accolades. The Washington City paper, they named her best trombonist in 2015. She's also currently the artist in residence on Tuesday nights at Columbia Station in Adams Morgan as the leader of the Firebird Organ Trio. Okay, so here's what I love about this music. And I know it's kind of silly, but like, okay, this is some kind of like, these are like contemporary jazz charts. And what's really funny is this just takes me back to when I was like 10 or 11 mm-hmm. and playing Monopoly on my Windows 98 computer. And there would be this really chill kind of like jazz music as the background music as, I don't know, I'd be like the Rocking Horse. You know, everyone wants to be the race car.
Yeah.
I want to be something funny, like the Rocking Horse.
Sure.
Yeah. And that would be the music that would be playing in the background while I just like scooped up real estate, not really understanding.
Having no idea what adulting is like.
Exactly. Shannon Gunn and the Bullets. This is called What It Takes. It is from a new album that they put out,
which is called What It Takes. It is available for $10 digitally or on CD.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.